Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 778.
Today, Melissa asks,
realistic production. As much as I would like to write at pulp speed, thanks, Dean, I'm failing even with what I think are realistic goals. Not sure how to deal with it or accept that I'm not going to hit my goals every time. Right now, I'm hitting my 9K a week barely. I know I need to write more, but every time, life bites me.
Well, Melissa, you may hate me for this one, but if you are only hitting your goals sometimes, then they're probably in the right place. Once you are hitting them all the time, it's time to raise them. The sweet spot for goal setting in a way that encourages and drives growth is where they are just barely attainable. If they are more than barely attainable, you're not pushing yourself hard enough and you will not grow. You may decline very slowly, but you're not going to grow. If you set them where they're just barely attainable, you have to push yourself in order to get them. That will keep you growing. And that's one of the really, really basic life hacks that I have to share with all of you. This works because expectations create a moving baseline, and there's that sweet spot where if it's too easy, you're either going to do it and walk it and be unsatisfied, or you're not going to do it at all because, hey, it's so easy, I can leave it to the last minute, and then you're scrambling. If they're too high so that they feel inherently unattainable to you, you may just give up before you start. So what you want to be doing is setting them where they are a stretch, where it takes a little bit of work to get there. And if they become too easy, then you need to look at it. Because if you're keeping the goal in the same place and it suddenly gets to be too easy or too hard, you need to look at a couple things. First of all, is it too hard because you're procrastinating? If that's the case, then it actually might be too easy because you're not having to force yourself to prioritize it. If it's too hard because other things in life are interfering, then it's also a priorities issue, but it's a different one. Maybe other things really are higher priority and you need to give yourself a break. At that point, that's when you look at lowering the bar for a while. Or at arranging your schedule and your mental curation habits, see the Avoiding Burnout episode, the mental curation habits that set the tone that gets you in the groove to write. The thing about writing is that if you've got a regular goal, like mine's 3,000 words a day, I want to get it back up to 4,000 words a day, but at the moment I'm having trouble because I'm going through a blood from the stone phase after several weeks of amazing productivity. Anything in a biological system is subject to undulation. And there's some days when it all flows, and there's some days when it's like trying to squeeze water from a stone. You may be at one of those points in life where you're trying to squeeze water from a stone, but the thing is that when you get done with the words, you can't tell which was which because it's still you writing it. So the important part is to set your goals and pursue them in such a way that they're a stretch, but they're not desperately, desperately hard to the point where it makes you give up hope. So from your description, it actually sounds like you're in the right ballpark. You're just in a spot where it kind of sucks right now. Now, I say that, but please do go back and listen to the Avoiding Burnout episode where I answered Tim's question about that, because I talk a lot in there about creating the kind of mental ecology that allows creative flow to flourish. That might be the other thing that's getting in your way. I don't know that personally, it's just that that's something that gets in everybody's way from time to time. So, hope that helps. Thank you very much for sending in the question. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.